booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. 5 minutes after 5 o'clock on Friday, it is the 77 WABC Early News. And boy, oh boy, do we have a lot of news to get to when it comes to things happening in the region and around the country, even around the world. I'm Frank Morano. Good morning, Juliet.
Hello, Frank Morano. How are you doing today?
I am doing wonderfully. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. I'm so excited to go to the Friars Club. This is very exciting. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's only National Cheese Doodle Day once a year. And
that is true. And I can't wait for those puffs. Can't wait.
And I can't wait for those crunches.
All right. Here's what's happening. I think everybody's going to be talking about this stuff around the water cooler today. A criminal cover-up. Two major news outlets are reporting Governor Cuomo and top aides were calling the shots in a coordinated nursing home death cover-up. Also, your Jet Set Juliet travel update comes up at 5:40. My final three favorite off-the-beaten-path European towns that have charm on the cheap. And by the way, London was on lockdown, but it still had some unwanted visitors. I know Sid loves London, so I'm going to tell you guys what the story is before Sid Sports at 5:14.
Oh, boy. That sounds like quite a tease. At 5:07, it's time for traffic and transit on the sevens with our friend Joe Nolan. Happy Friday, Joe.
Well, good morning, Frank and Juliet. We've got a couple of big deals, actually three big deals out here early on this morning. The northbound Garden State Parkway, all lanes are closed, and everybody's being diverted into the local lanes. This is an accident happened a couple of hours ago as you head northbound between 117 and 120. So as you head northbound on the parkway, everybody is into the local lanes. Now, if you're eastbound on 70, make that 287 in Westchester. The two right lanes are out, an overturned tractor-trailer there. And then also we have a two tractor-trailer accident. This is eastbound on the crossbox coming into the Bronx River Parkway. So happy Friday. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right, guys. The weather's looking interesting today. It's going to be very, very sunny. Abundant sunshine, actually, according to the meteorologist. But it's also going to be very chilly. 37 degrees is the high. We may have some winds too, so it'll feel a little bit colder. Tonight, a few passing clouds, not too bad, lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, 37 degrees, just like today, partly cloudy, so it's probably going to be a little bit cooler. And winds will be around 11 miles an hour or so, so you will have a little bit of a breeze, not too bad. Sunday, we get up to 39 degrees and mostly sunny skies. Monday and Tuesday look a lot better. Monday, we're up at 47 degrees for a high, and we're going to have mostly sunny skies. But by Tuesday, this is a change, actually. We are going to get into 60s. 60 degrees, it says, with sunny skies on Tuesday. So that's the day, I guess, to plan your outdoor activities. Wednesday, also looking nice at 60, partly cloudy skies. And Thursday, partly cloudy skies, but up to 64 degrees, Frank. How great is that?
I'm excited.
I'm psyched.
Throw my scarf away. All right. Well, it is a big day for those of us that are cinema lovers. New York City's movie theaters have the green light to reopen today as long as they follow safety regulations. Theaters will be able to hold up to 25% capacity with up to 50 people allowed in front of one screen. It's been nearly a year since New Yorkers have been able to grab some popcorn and watch a film on the big screen. Some theaters plan to keep their concessions closed for now or require moviegoers to place their orders virtually.
I like it that you said film and movie, because usually you call it picture, like a guy who was born in the 1920s or something.
They're all interchangeable. I'm glad the fact that you're broadcasting from home is not doing anything to diminish your enthusiasm for making fun of me.
Oh, I do love you, Frank.
Likewise.
All right, let's talk about something that is not so filled with love. Governor Cuomo, if he thought that this week's news conference would quell the outcry against him, he was sadly mistaken. The troubles, it seems, are just beginning. In the last 24 hours, two major bombshells. First, an ex-staffer, Charlotte Bennett, told CBS's Nora O'Donnell last night that the governor groomed her, asking her if she would ever have sex with older men and other inappropriate, highly inappropriate questions. And also breaking overnight, the Wall Street Journal and New York Times both reporting that Cuomo, his top aides, and the state health department engaged in a coordinated cover-up altering data on nursing home COVID deaths, altering them as hospital deaths instead, and then pulling a mandate ordering nursing homes to accept infected patients from public viewing. And we actually called that out on Curtis and Juliet when it happened, because all of a sudden we couldn't get on the New York State Health Department website that mandate sent on March 25th. It was very, very curious to us at that point. And then also, he is accused of lying when confronted by the press. So this is a big, big problem for him. I was doing a podcast yesterday and I said, it's just going to get worse. And I had a feeling I was correct. And I am.
By the way, how can people listen to the new Miss Independent podcast that you're hosting?
Well, that is going to be coming out soon. Hopefully it's going to be next week. Yes. Yeah, so we haven't.
Oh, it hasn't launched yet.
Officially launched.
Got it. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, stay tuned.
Thank you for asking.
You could follow Juliet Huddy TV on Twitter, and you can bet when it is launched, you'll hear about it there first. Another 24/7 vaccination site is coming online in New York City today. The Javits Center will start operating overnight. This is great for those of us that work odd hours, as it brings Johnson & Johnson's single-dose vaccine into the fold. Meantime, New York State is currently bringing a dozen more community-based pop-up vaccination sites online. They'll be opening throughout the weekend in spots across the city, the Hudson Valley, and on Long Island, Juliet.
All right. Well, petty politics, 11th hour tiebreakers, just another day down at the Capitol. Lawmakers were hoping to start debate on President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill just after Vice President Kamala Harris had to be rushed from the White House over to Capitol Hill to cast the tying vote on the matter. But immediately, Republican Ron Johnson decided to throw a monkey wrench into the whole thing. He demanded that the bill be read out in its entirety. I mean, this is what sometimes these lawmakers do to try to delay the voting and just create a little bit of chaos. It's been done on the left as well. All 628 pages being read. That's finished up at this point. Holding up the vote for an extra, I don't know what, 10 hours, I guess it was. By late afternoon, lawmakers had left the building. Johnson was the sole attendee at one point. He reportedly wasn't even listening. So, oh, man. Sigh.
You have been chronicling all the difficulties Andrew Cuomo is facing this morning on the nursing home scandal, but even on the sexual harassment front. And now New Yorkers are weighing in on whether they believe he should resign or not. According to a poll from Quinnipiac University, 55% of registered voters in New York State say Cuomo should stay on board, while only 40% say it's time for him to go. The governor's currently at the center of all these scandals we've been telling you about, and New Yorkers may want Cuomo to stay now, but 59% of those who answered say they don't want to see him run for re-election.
Well, I mean, also, there's a lot more information, literally, that has come out in the last 24 hours that I think, I mean, especially the damning reports by the Wall Street Journal and New York Times that basically say, yeah, this is a major cover-up.
I suspect you're right. I think we may see some movement on those numbers.
All right. Also, a potential March 4th melee at the Capitol thankfully did not materialize, but local officials are asking the National Guard to stay on a little while longer to make sure the various conspiracy and militia groups don't try any funny business. They're asking actually for two more months. Meantime, investigators have charged more than 300 people in connection to that January 6th insurrection. And CNN now reporting that they've also ID'd communications between some of those MAGA folks and current lawmakers. So the question really comes down to, Frank, were these innocent chats or were they helping lead reconnaissance tours and you know, kind of create this insurrection, as some have suggested? And that's obviously why we have this investigation in the first place.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see where it goes. I would definitely caution folks to check the sourcing of all these stories on this, because especially in the early days of that January 6th riot, there was a lot of reporting that turned out to not be accurate. And a lot of those corrections didn't get the same sort of prevalence that that some of the top line stories did and the aftermath. But you're right. It's going to be interesting to see where we go from here. What's also interesting is to see what Sid Rosenberg has to say about the world of sports. Good morning, Sid.
Good morning, Frank. This is a lot more interesting than that January 6th conversation. Trust me. Nothing interesting about that. Let's move on. Knickerbockers, another win last night, beat up on the Pistons. How about the Knicks? 19-18 at the All-Star break. This is an unbelievable story. Even the voice of the great Knick teams, Marv Albert, was commenting on the Knicks last night, saying how good they were. Julius Randle, on his way to the All-Star team, 27 points, 16 rebounds. He had this to say after last night's Knicks win.
Come back and have a good second half. You know, a great half was great for us. But, you know, we know we can keep improving and getting better as a team, and we will.
Again, the Knicks beat the Pistons 114-104. They end the first half at 19-18. NHL last night, the Rangers needed a win desperately. They had been beaten up the prior two meetings against the Devils. They blew out the Devils last night 6-1. Devils scored first, and then Chris Kreider scored three consecutive goals for the Rangers. The hat trick for Kreider, it was Kreider after the game.
It takes a lot of hard work from the guys you're playing with and a willingness to get pucks there. So those guys are really doing all the work and doing an incredible job and trying to stick around the front of the net, and obviously it's working for us right now.
Islanders are playing great hockey, too. They beat the Buffalo Sabres last night 5-2. Exhibition baseball, the Mets beat the Nationals 8-4. The Yankees get blown out by the Phillies 15-0, but the good news is their skipper, Aaron Boone, already out of the hospital after getting a pacemaker just a couple of days ago. Here's Yankees superstar Giancarlo Stanton on his skipper.
You know, we're all in his corner. We're all, he knows we love him, and we hope he's back soon.
And coming up on June the 2nd, it'll be Lou Gehrig Day around Major League Baseball as baseball pays homage to one of the all-time greats, Lou Gehrig of the Yanks. Sports at 15:45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
And I'm Frank Morano here with Juliette Huddy. And at 5:17, it is time to check in with Joe Nolan with traffic and transit on the 7s.
Well, some good news already. Eastbound on the Cross Bronx coming into the Bronx River Parkway. A two tractor trailer accident that was in the right lane has now been cleared up and out of the way. On 287, though, up in Westchester eastbound, that overturned tractor trailer is still there. Two lanes are out. And on the northbound Garden State Parkway, everybody's being diverted to the locals. All lanes are closed in the express lanes. That because of an accident investigation up by 117 from an overnight collision. Mass transit's good, though. An alternate side once again today is in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Frank has your business news coming up. The federal debt is sky high, and it doesn't look like it's going to be doing any reverses anytime soon. And, of course, the blame game begins. You're also, your Jet Set Juliet travel update coming up at 540. It's the tiny little village that packs the history of London with the scenery of an English fairy tale. Tons of charm on the cheap. And I bet Sid would love this. Coming up.
This is the WABC Early News.
520. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano. The trading week is winding down after all the major markets finished in the red yesterday, with investors fearing inflation to come based on comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. The Dow Jones lost 346. The S&P 500 fell 51. And the NASDAQ finished down 274. And now the Congressional Budget Office is estimating that the federal debt will almost double over the next 30 years. The CBO estimated yesterday that the federal debt will be 102% of the economy by the end of this year and nearly double to 202% of the GDP by 2051. A CBO analysis says the growing debt burden could raise the risk of a fiscal crisis and higher inflation, also undermining confidence in the U.S. dollar. The CBO says that would make it more expensive for the U.S. to finance public and private activity in international markets. Juliet.
What a disaster. All right, 77 WABC Early News, time 5:20. It's 25 degrees, clear skies. Coming up in my Jet Set Juliet travel update, 5:40. I'll finish up my list of favorite off-the-beaten-track cities that pack the charm of Europe's best cities without the crowds and the price tag. But first, let's head over to the news desk for Deb's News Minute.
I'm Deborah Valentine from the 77 WABC Early News Desk. New York City working to increase the number of surveillance cameras throughout the five boroughs and spot shutter devices to combat crime. Deputy Commissioner of the Information Technology Bureau is Matt Frazier. He spoke during the mayor's briefing yesterday.
We have ShotSpotter coverage, a 12% faster response time. So it's more than just knowing that something happened, but it's getting there quicker so that we can react and collect and get the people that are the perpetrators of that crime.
An additional 200 cameras are being put in place. And New York City's new deputy inspector of the hate crimes task force is Jessica Corin. She says the department also working to stop violent hate crime attacks.
Our team of investigators will relentlessly investigate any crimes motivated by hate and seek to bring the perpetrators to justice.
She announced there'll be a series of meetings in the five boroughs to listen to people's concerns. Date and times not yet announced, though. All right, Dow futures in the red down 105 points from the 77 Early News Desk. I'm Deborah Valentine. Juliet has your full Ramsey Subaru Weather Center forecast.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Yeah, it's going to be very sunny today. Lots of sun, but the high is only going to get up to about 37 degrees, and we will have some light winds, so it'll definitely feel cooler. Tonight, a few passing clouds. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Will be a little bit of sun coming out there. 37 degrees, 39 degrees for a high on Sunday, but again, the sun is going to be out. Monday, mostly sunny skies. Now we're getting warmer, 47 degrees. And by Tuesday, we should hit 60 degrees right on the mark with bright, sunny blobs just all over our skies. Well, actually, there's only one sun, but you know what I mean. Wednesday and Thursday, the clouds start to move in a bit, but we still see those 60-degree temps. In fact, we start to get a little bit warmer. And by late next week, we should have 65 degrees, Frank.
Wow, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, are you a college basketball fan?
No, not so much anymore. I mean, I like it, but I haven't been following it.
No, well,
but I do like basketball.
So you don't get into the whole March Madness bracket situation?
Not anymore. I used to with Mizzou, where I went to school, but not in like 20 years.
Well, listen to this. This might not be for you, but other similarly situated Mizzouaholics may get a kick out of this. March Madness fans are being given a new way to cheer on their favorite basketball teams. Since capacity is restricted to 25%, the NCAA has decided to fill empty seats with cardboard cutouts. They'll be at this year's Final Four and championship game, and for $100, anyone can upload their picture online. But instead of tossing the cutout after the game, fans can get it sent to their home for another $35. This is similar to what the Super Bowl did last month.
I mean, $100?
It's a good deal. I don't even watch college basketball, and I want to do this just out of my narcissism.
Well, look at you, Moneybags McGee. Sid, I know Sid's out there, and he might not be listening to this, but I know he loves London. He said that he would move there in a second. Lots of us are really looking forward to visiting London again. Unfortunately, they have already had an excess of unwanted visitors despite the pandemic. Rats. Pest controllers say all the restaurants and the bars and the office buildings have been empty. So the rats have been forced to migrate. You know, they need food. And apparently they're willing to hike for it. Folks out in the suburbs say the rodents are wilding through the cobblestone neighborhoods. Let's hope they don't hail a ship over here. We already have enough here in New York City.
I have a feeling you're going to know the answer to this, Juliet.
Yes, tell me.
Top 10 booksellers on Amazon are all written by one author.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Yes. Seuss, that's right.
Yes.
The Cat in the Hat appears to be the new must-have book. It now tops Amazon's bestseller seller list, along with eight others by Dr. Seuss. One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish takes the number two spot, followed by Oh, the Places You'll Go. But the list doesn't include the six books that were discontinued due to how they portray characters of color. Many booksellers have already sold out of those, and fans are now scooping them up on eBay, paying up to $5,000.
Well, guess what? I was just going to follow this up in the scratching your head department. So eBay has taken down those listings now for the controversial books. You know, fair enough. Okay, but why then are Hitler's Mein Kampf and books by Louis Farrakhan still available?
Well, those guys are not as bad as Dr. Seuss.
I mean, apparently. So this just comes days after the company, obviously in charge of keeping Dr. Seuss's memory and works alive, announced that they would stop printing those six books. But there are a lot of folks going, huh? Wait a minute, what?
Oh, sheesh. All right. Well, before we get to traffic and transit on the sevens, just a minute. Bikers throughout New York City will soon have some additional places to park. The Department of Transportation is gearing up to install its first of 10,000 bike racks today. The agency is starting in the East Bronx along Bronx Park East in Pelham Parkway.
And look, It ain't easy being a Trumper these days. This is kind of mind-boggling to me. Several outlets are reporting former Trump political appointees and just administration employees are having a rough time out in the real world again, trying to get jobs. They say they can't get them. And some of these people are going on social media and lamenting that they can't even get job interviews. Others say they still haven't received vacation payouts and forms for unemployment benefits, although, I mean, it's not clear that's a failure on the part of the former administration or just typical bureaucratic red tape that we often see in Washington, D.C.
Hmm. Well, I'll tell you this, that a lot of people are questioning. Officials are questioning the Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance, who appears not to be running for re-election, but who knows, he may, after he dropped a hate crime charge. The charge is in relation to a 36-year-old Asian-American man who was allegedly stabbed in the neck by 23-year-old Salman Muflahi in Chinatown last week. Vance says there's no evidence the suspect had seen the victim's face, even though Muflahi had reportedly admitted he didn't like the way the man looked at him. Muflahi is currently charged with second-degree attempted murder, along with first- and second-degree assault.
All right, it is time for Traffic on the Sevens with our Joe Nolan.
Two big deal problems. First one is northbound on the Garden State Parkway coming into 117. All lanes are closed in the express lanes. That because of an accident investigation, everybody being diverted over to the locals. And on 287 in Westchester coming into the Hutch, two lanes are out. An overturned tractor trailer there, that also in the process of being cleared. The earlier problem on the Cross Bronx eastbound by the Bronx River Parkway, there were two tractor trailers involved in an accident. Both of those have now been cleared. And alternate side of the street parking rules are in effect. Mass Transit, so far, so good. This support a service of Exergen. Receive a $5 rebate by trading up any non-contact thermometer towards an Exergen purchased at any retailer. Accuracy matters, and the Exergen is the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies. Details, Exergen.com. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the Sevens, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
All right, thanks, Joe. Just 48 hours until the big sit-down with Oprah and the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. And there are now new revelations coming out. It is very, very explosive. That story coming up at 5:44, right before Sid Sports. But first, let's get over to the news desk. Deb Valentine has your headlines. Hey, Deb.
Hey, Juliet. Happy Friday. 25 clear skies. Wall Street Journal, The New York Times reporting that the true number of people who died in nursing homes in New York State was altered, allegedly, by Governor Andrew Cuomo's top aides in a State Health Department report in July. The Office of Governor Cuomo responding to those reports late last night, saying the out-of-facility data was omitted after DOH could not confirm it had been adequately verified. Well, the single-dose J&J vaccine, long-awaited, has in fact arrived in New York City. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says that will allow the city to begin its homebound senior vaccination program as of today.
Brighton Beach, Brooklyn, going to naturally occurring retirement communities, places where a lot of seniors live, and some of them, sadly, are homebound and need that help literally house by house, apartment by apartment.
Medical personnel from the FDNY are assisting in that effort. An off-duty NYPD officer under arrest on an assault charge. Shortly after midnight, Edward Nogle, 43 years old, taken into custody by officers from the 123rd Precinct. Further details not yet available. New Jersey's Attorney General suing over those annoying robocalls.
Attorney General Greer Graywall says over 35 states are part of the lawsuit, permanently shutting down the operation known as Associated Community Services. The Michigan-based company allegedly collected more than $100 million from trusting donors. Their operation is accused of making 1.3 billion deceptive calls, often using illegal robocall technology. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
Fox National Headlines next.
Fox News. I'm Carmen Roberts. Senators expect to vote Saturday on the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill. They stayed late last night after GOP Senator Ron Johnson forced a reading of the bill's entire 628 pages.
Shine the light on this abusive and obscene amount of money.
Approved under this title.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says despite the delay, the Senate will pass the relief measure this week.
We Democrats want America to hear what's in the plan.
The proposal provides $1,400 for Americans making less than $75,000 a year.
Fox's Jared Halperin. And this evening begins the National Day of Unplugging,
an awareness campaign that promotes getting away from technology for 24 hours. NationalDayOfUnplugging.com suggests playing games, reading, or doing crafts.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Juliet Huddy. Frank Morano is with us. WABC Early News time is 5:32. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, Frankie, at 5:40. If San Francisco and Cairo had a baby, this city would be it. It's the European island town where Arab, Italian, French, and British influences all come together in one perfect cultural stew. And it is one of my favorite places to go off the beaten track.
Wow. I can't imagine what your frequent flyer mile situation is like. It's got to be pretty impressive.
You know, I have to say that we didn't start doing that until about few years ago. We kind of just always blew it off, which was really stupid.
Yeah, really stupid. That's a good point. All right. let me tell you about this. This is probably up your alley as well. Pieces of 16th century armor are back at the Louvre Museum in Paris nearly 40 years after being stolen. The ornate helmet and body armor encrusted in gold and silver had been gifted by the Baroness Salomon de Rothschild to France in 1922 and had vanished in 1983. Its theft deeply troubled museum staff when it was taken, but investigators recently recovered the pieces, which will go on display when the museum reopens. Details around the armor's disappearance and the recovery effort have not been released.
Well, did they say whose armor it was? I mean, is it just some random knights or is it some king or something?
Before I answer that question, Juliet, I want you to keep in mind how you get when I ask you follow-up questions about stories that you're just reading for the first time.
So, in other words, you got the headline and that was good enough.
I feel well-informed enough to get on with my day.
I am not judging. I do the same thing, as you know. All right. They're not rose-colored glasses, but they are even better. Scientists have created new contact lenses that apparently filter light using gold nanoparticles. The result? No more color blindness. The non-toxic particles have been used to make cranberry glass. I had to look that up, and it's actually, like, you'll see it when you go to antique places. It's actually cranberry-colored glass. They've been doing this for centuries, and therefore, it's safer than some of the current dyed contact lenses on the market. And what's more, these particular lenses may help with other vision issues.
Wow.
Which is kind of, kind of nice.
How common is color blindness?
It is 4% of our population.
All right. Well, see.
Let me check that. No I have no idea, but let me check.
All right. Well, first look at Lakers superstar LeBron James in the upcoming movie Space Jam, A New Legacy, has been revealed. Entertainment Weekly featured an exclusive on the upcoming movie starring the Lakers all-star forward. James teams up with the famous characters from Looney Tunes, akin to the original film starring Michael Jordan in 1997. The film is set to release in July.
What percentage did I say?
Four.
Did I say four? Guess what?
Four.
4.5.
See?
What?
You're even smarter than you realize.
Really? I'm not as dumb as I look. All right. Is your teen wheezing? It could be an even bigger issue than you had imagined. I hate to tell you. Michigan researchers say teens who vape weed tend to be twice as likely to report wheezing that signals lung damage compared to kids who used nicotine e-cigs or just smoked regular cigarettes. Another thing to look out for, a whistling in the chest sound. It turns out that vaping pot is linked to a certain type of lung disease that hospitalized 2,000 people and killed 68 recently. Officials blame the dangerous combination of vitamin E acetate and THC.
Wow. Jeez. Yeah. That's scary.
Yeah. So I guess the message is don't vape weed.
Right.
Or don't vape, period.
A New Jersey state senator is under investigation after driving into at least three parked cars. Sources tell NBC New York that Jersey City State Senator Sandra Cunningham was detained for a possible DUI. Former Governor Jim McGreevy says he picked Cunningham up from the scene, saying there was no evidence of alcohol, and believes that she just had a bad reaction to some medication.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah. Well, in exciting news, the first solar car is ready to roll. It's a wild-looking thing. It kind of looks like part buggy, part spaceship. It's got three wheels. It's four times more efficient than electric cars. In fact, it can go up to 40 miles without needing to be charged. There's an asterisk here. That's on a clear day. And the kicker is that it can go up to 110 miles an hour.
Whoa.
I don't know that I would want to, though. It's because it's a small little thing. Although, you know, again, given its dinky size, that would kind of be problematic, I would think, if you got into an accident. But apparently many do like to envision themselves driving 110 miles an hour in these things. It's sold out. It's first batch of pre-orders already, and it's 26 grand. So it's, you know, pretty affordable. There is one big roadblock, the Washington Post reporting that it still has to pass safety tests.
Ah,
well. So. But it's kind of cool looking.
Well, let's find out how all those solar vehicles traveling at 110 miles an hour are affecting traffic this morning by checking in with Joe Nolan, who's got traffic and transit on the 7s. Hello, Joe.
Well, northbound on the Garden State Parkway, all lanes are closed in the express lanes pretty much the whole way up to 117. An accident investigation, that's in the process of being cleared. Everybody is being diverted over to the locals. Now, if you're up in Westchester County, eastbound on 287, right at the Hutch, two lanes are out of service there. They have an overturned tractor trailer. That happened around 4:30, so that's still relatively new, and it's still in the process of being cleared. Now, mass transit, everybody there right on or close to schedule, an alternate side of the street. Parking rules once again today are going to be in effect. I'm Joe Nolan, traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Joe, thank you so much. Also, coming up in Frank's Business Report, I was so blown away by what this was going to be that I feel like you have to say what it is.
Well,
it's left me speechless.
I'm just going to tell folks, February jobs and unemployment numbers.
Yes!
Due today. For those of you betting on that, tell you how to place your bets.
Rock and roll, Frank. Rock and roll. Also, it's home to one of the most photographed sites in all of Europe. I totally forgot what you had told me.
Right.
It was shocking, I know. But few Americans even know it exists. Up next in your Jet Set Juliet Travel Report, the historic drama. That's that. And then also the historic drama between the Royal Files and the California-based Royal Exiles getting uglier overnight. That's coming up before Sid Sports.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
Well, the February jobs and unemployment report comes out this morning, and the experts are looking for a recovery from January's dismal numbers. Analysts forecast unemployment staying level at 6.3% with 170,000 new jobs. That would be a huge improvement over the 49,000 jobs created in January. That report is due out at 8:30 this morning, Juliet.
All right. Yesterday, I told you about three of my favorite European cities that are more off the beaten track, less touristy, but filled with history and charm. And the best part is that they're cheaper than their more popular neighbors. Today, we're going to finish with my final three. I actually had two, but then I added one. Starting with the Cotswolds. Sid, this is your place. You've seen them in the movies, but you're never going to truly understand how fairy tale like the Cotswolds are until you visit in person. The Cotswolds basically refers to a set of charming medieval villages about a 2 hours drive from London. The area is known for its thatched cottages, its tiny inns, classic English pubs. For instance, there's Bilbury, which is home to some of the most photographed houses in the world. And then there's Bourton on the Water. It's called the Venice of the Cotswolds, known for its canals and tea rooms and cozy pubs and centuries old stone cottages. If you want classic England, this is it without the London prices. All right. Annecy, France. This is what I picture when I think of the term God's country. It is a tiny little town on a lake just about 30 minutes south of Geneva, Switzerland. It overlooks the Alps. One of the most photographed sites in all of Europe is in this town. It's the Palais de Lille. It's a 12th century prison turned lord's residence that sits on a little island splitting the river into two canals. That plus the pastel houses with picture box windowsills, it just makes this town a dream come to life. And the final spot I want to tell you about is a place I visited on my honeymoon. We were actually on a Mediterranean cruise, and this was one of the ports. We were lucky enough to stay overnight there, so we got a chance to kind of get out and really see this stunning town. It's called Valletta. It's on the rarely visited, but American tourists, by American tourists at least, island of Malta in the Mediterranean Sea, just off of Sicily and Tunisia. At one time, it was part of the British Empire. And in fact, Prince Philip and, at the time, Princess Elizabeth, now Queen, spent a couple years there when he was stationed as a naval officer. She actually called those the happiest years of her life, and you can still see some of the places that they spent time. I love this island because it is like no place I've ever seen. It looks like something out of Raiders of the Lost Ark, Frank. Kind of like San Francisco, like I said, and Egypt got together and had a little baby. Valletta is one of the larger towns, and it was built by the Knights of St. John. Up and down the hilly streets, you're going to see signs of its storied history wherever you look. The classic red British phone booths juxtaposed with Baroque palaces and churches. In fact, after Maltese, English is the most common language, followed by Italian. And some locals have this accent. It's so interesting. It's like a mix between a British and an Italian accent. It's totally wild. A little tough to get to. You're going to definitely have to connect out of France or Italy or, you know, one of the closer countries. But with beaches and ancient forts and boating and delicious cuisine, you will thank me. And I'm going to post pictures of all of these places on my Twitter momentarily so you can see how beautiful they are. Finally, well, Frank, yes?
No, I mean, that sounds pretty exciting. That's a place I'd visit.
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, we would love to go back. Just over 48 hours, I keep telling you, till this sit-down between the Duke and Duchess of Sussex and America's talk queen, Oprah Winfrey. It's going to be seen in 68 countries. And the latest drama, accusations of racism, after Buckingham Palace announced that they were launching an investigation into accusations that Meghan Markle bullied female employees when she was working, when she was, you know, a royal still. Meghan's friends are saying, no, this is only that you're making this out to be. She's a black woman. She's a woman of color. And it's the whole angry black woman type of thing. And they say that she is an absolutely wonderful person. So all sorts of back and forths are happening. But CBS plans on running it as scheduled Sunday night at 8 p.m.
Wow. That will be pretty explosive.
I can't wait. I'm going to stay up and watch.
Well, I'm going to stay up and listen to the Bernie and Sid show today, and we'll get a preview of exactly what you can expect on that show coming up next hour. But first, here is the Sid portion of the Bernie and Sid show with sports. Hello there, Sid.
Good morning, Frank and Juliet. The Knickerbockers continue to be the major story of the NBA this year. Unreal. They do it again last night. Blew out the Pistons 114-104 behind All-Star Julius Randle's big performance. Another double-double for Julius. 27 points, 16 rebounds, and the Knicks go to the All-Star break with a shocking record of 19 wins, 18 losses, one over after 37. Here's their tremendous coach, Tom Thibodeau, after last night's win.
The break comes at a good time. We've had a difficult schedule in terms of travel, and get a chance to gather, take a look at the first half, dig into it, and then, of course, be ready for the second half.
Nets also playing great basketball. They end the break with a record of 24-13. NHL last night, the Rangers needed a win desperately. They fell behind 1-0 to the Devils. Then Chris Kreider scored three consecutive goals, the hat trick for Kreider, and the Rangers blew out the Devils 6-1. Here's Ranger head coach David Quinn after the win.
Yeah, there's definitely more confidence with the puck, doing the things that he's capable of doing at this level. And, you know, it's nice to see him get rewarded. You know, I know it feels good for him.
Quinn, of course, talking about Kreider. Islanders remain red hot. They beat the Buffalo Sabres 5-2. Exhibition baseball, the Mets get past the Nationals 8-4. Yankees blown out by the Philadelphia Phillies 15-0. But the real story with the Yankees is, coming up this year on June the 2nd, on the 96th anniversary of the day that Wally Pipp was replaced by Lou Gehrig at first base, Major League Baseball will honor and celebrate the all-time Yankee great. All the players and managers will wear on their sleeve, an ALS number 4. And we go back to one of the greatest sports speeches in the history of any sport, Lou Gehrig, who gave this at Yankee Stadium.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Lou Gehrig, of course, dying not long after that. One NFL note, the Pittsburgh Steelers are bringing back quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, $14 million for next season and four more voidable years after that. So Big Ben stays in Pittsburgh. Sports at 15 and 45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
Well, thank you, Sid. At 5:47, time for traffic and transit on the 7s with Joe Nolan. Good morning, Joe.
Well, northbound on the Garden State Parkway, all lanes are closed in the express lanes pretty much the whole way up to 117. An accident investigation, that's in the process of being cleared. Everybody is being diverted over to the locals. Now, if you're up in Westchester County, eastbound on 287, right at the Hutch, two lanes are out of service there. They have an overturned tractor trailer. That happened around 4:30, so that's still relatively new, and it's still in the process of being cleared. Now, Mass Transit, everybody there right on or close to schedule and alternate side of the street. Parking rules, once again today, are going to be in effect. I'm Joe Nolan, traffic on the 7th, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you so much, Joe, from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. We have a nice day today as far as sun goes. It's going to be abundantly sunny, but the temperature is only going to get up to about 37 degrees, and we will have some wind, so it'll feel a bit chillier. Saturday's high will be 37 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Sunday, 39 degrees, mostly sunny skies. By Monday, we're going to get into the high 40s, so that sounds good. Mostly sunny skies. But even better, by Tuesday, we're going to have 60 degrees for a high and bright sunny skies. Lots of sun, actually. No clouds to be seen. Wednesday, pretty much the same thing, although a few clouds move in. And by Thursday, we should be up to about 64, 65 degrees with partly cloudy skies, Frank. Right now, it's very chilly. It's 26 degrees in New York City.
Wow. All right. Well, this is going to fit with the whole UK theme of the hour of you and Sid wanting to move to the UK and watch Meghan
Markle, together,
Markle interviews. Yeah, well,
not yet, at least, Sid.
I assume that was a given, but I'm glad it was stated. Because in the UK, it could soon pay to lose weight. The British government, in an effort to fight obesity, is studying whether to offer people financial rewards for leading healthy lifestyles. The Department of Health and Social Care said participants may be able to earn health points to exchange for small monetary rewards.
You know, it's so funny that you bring that up because I have a question. Why was the U.S., a first world superpower, hit so hard by COVID? And the answer, some say, is one word, obesity. Researchers from the World Obesity Foundation found that coronavirus deaths are 10 times higher in countries where over half of adults are fat. And guess what? That's the United States. 518,000 Americans have died so far. That's double the number of the second worst hit country, Brazil. And also yesterday, we told you how people with A blood type, like you, Frank, are more susceptible to getting COVID. There's more news out of the pandemic world. Italian researchers studied patients who caught the virus last year and found nearly half experienced painful, swollen salivary glands or some other type of facial or mouth issue.
Oof.
Yeah.
I wish I wasn't
creepy, right?
An A at this point.
Well, I mean, you've done pretty well so far.
Exactly.
You just need to get that that vaccine.
Exactly. Still alive. All right. Classic Hollywood motion pictures that are politically incorrect by today's standards are getting a second look on cable TV. Turner Classic Movies has started a four-night series called Reframed, Classic Films in the Rearview Mirror, featuring 14 famous films now considered problematic in 2021. The series includes Gone with the Wind, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, and Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, which host Alicia Malone calls a delightful musical that involves a lot of kidnapping of women. Malone says the goal of the series is not to censor these classic movies, but to give them proper historical context.
All right. Well, most Americans clamor for a spot on the COVID vaccine line. I mean, I definitely want to be one of those, and I know you want to go over to the Javits Center. There is one group of Americans apparently pushing back on the jabs. Military officials say as many as two-thirds of all U.S. personnel are balking at getting a vaccine. Military commanders reportedly not happy about this, especially considering the appearance of these new strains just as the country inches closer and closer to herd immunity.
Well, the Girl Scouts of Northern New Jersey are now offering a contactless delivery option for their famous cookies. Beginning Saturday, tomorrow, Grubhub is accepting orders for cookies in a partnership between them and the Girl Scouts. Residents in Bergen, Morris, Passaic, and Sussex counties are eligible. Grubhub will accept orders through April 11th.
All right. Jacob Chansley You know the guy. He was known as the QAnon shaman. He spoke out for the first time since his arrest. And among the claims in the 60 Minutes piece, which I guess will be airing this weekend, he actually says that he tried to stop the chaos by singing a song. He says it is what shamans do. It's shamanism. That's what he says. They create positive vibrations in a sacred chamber. Presumably, he's referring to the Senate floor, where he was caught sporting a headdress and face paint. He said he even stopped people from stealing muffins out of the break room. So he was there to do good deeds, not dastardly deeds. A judge will soon decide whether the Arizona native should get bail.
Well, I'm convinced.
He's in jail right now.
Yes. Yeah. A huge Amazonian fish is the newest invasive species in Florida. The State Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says a fish called an arapaima.
Not Wanda.
No. A fish called an arapaima recently washed ashore in Cape Coral. The arapaima is native to the Amazon River in South America and can grow up to 10 feet long.
Oh, my. Can you eat them?
I don't think so. Wildlife officials are saying it has a voracious appetite for small mammals, lizards, birds, and other fish, and can produce hundreds of thousands of eggs in its lifetime. They're asking anyone who sees an arapaima to send them a photo and include location, date, and time of sighting.
Where do these things swim?
Well, they're supposed to be swimming in the Amazon. They are swimming instead in Florida.
That is horrific.
Yeah.
That, and just the millions of little eggs. Oh, God, horrifying. All right, let's go from Florida to Illinois. Talk about sick. An Illinois restaurant owner is in major trouble. Michael Papandrea is his name. He's being sued by 17 of his employees. They say he secretly filmed up their skirts using tiny little cameras on his shoes. The 59-year-old owns a couple pizza joints out in the suburbs of Chicago. Most of the victims, well, I mean, who works typically at pizza joints? Teenagers, as young as 14. Lawyers for the victims are making some breathtaking and nauseating claims. They say that there are more than 24,000 photos and videos all taken over the past decade and possibly more than 500 victims.
Wow.
Sicko.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is ramping up New York City's efforts to inoculate homebound seniors. At his briefing yesterday, Mayor Bill de Blasio announced the single-dose vaccine has finally arrived, and he said the city expects to distribute more than 70,000 shots over the next 2 weeks.
Oh, and we're learning a little more about that California, why California authorities wanted that black box from Tiger Woods' wrecked car. I mean, I think it's fairly obvious. You may recall that sheriff's deputies that were on the scene immediately after the crash ruled it an accident fairly quickly, so they didn't do any drug or alcohol tests. But a judge listed a lack of skid marks on the road and damage to his SUV as probable cause for getting that black box to find out if he was driving recklessly, you know, or fell asleep at the wheel. Because, again, if you don't have skid marks, it seems pretty indicative that something was going on there, that he lost control. So, you know, nobody else was around.
Yeah. No, it's going to be interesting to see what they find. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is tearing into lawmakers she says are working to make voting more difficult. In a tweet yesterday, Obama praised passage in the House of the For the People Act, which would require states to offer mail-in ballots, a minimum early voting period, and same-day voter registration. Obama said state officials who are trying to block access to the ballot box are partisan and unpatriotic. She urged the Senate to pass the act, which went through the House with zero Republican support.
And I actually wanted to do this story yesterday, but I think we ran out of time. How the mighty have fallen. Ex-NFL star Kellen Winslow II sentenced to 14 years in prison earlier this week. He was convicted of some absolutely hideous crimes, including raping five women, including a homeless 58-year-old and an unconscious 17-year-old. So he is going to prison for 14 years.
Wow. Ooh.
Now, will he serve all that time is the big question.
Right. 5:57, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
Well, northbound on the Garden State Parkway, all lanes are closed in the express lanes pretty much the whole way up to 117. An accident investigation, that's in the process of being cleared. Everybody is being diverted over to the locals. Now, if you're up in Westchester County, eastbound on 287, right at the Hutch, two lanes are out of service there. They have an overturned tractor trailer. That happened around 4:30, so that's still relatively new, and it's still in the process of being cleared. Now, mass transit, everybody there right on or close to schedule, an alternate side of the street. Parking rules once again today are going to be in effect. I'm Joe Nolan, traffic on the 7th, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
All right, a couple of minutes before 6 o'clock, this is the WABC Early News with you until 6:30 this morning. Here is a story very much of interest to the listeners of our radio station because it involves our owner, John Catsimatidis. The New York Post reporting yesterday that while John Catsimatidis has been talked about frequently as a mayoral candidate, the billionaire businessman told the New York Post, page 6, he's now considering a run for governor.
Oh,
John Catsimatidis tells the New York Post that political advisors have pointed out that he should consider the gubernatorial run since he might have a better chance of winning as a Republican. His quote to page 6, I haven't ruled anything out yet. I have no agenda other than loving New York and wanting to fix it. I'm being torn apart because I want New York to be fixed.
Well, that makes a lot of sense because, yeah, I mean, when you factor in places like Staten Island, Long Island, voting, you know, other areas in north upstate, that's definitely more Republican country than New York City
I
is.
I think it's
typical New York's bastion of liberalism.
I think you're exactly right. It's certainly a much more winnable race for a Republican.
Well, what do you think, Frank? If you had to, you're a betting man.
Well, I think John is I don't want to speak for him, obviously, but I think he's very conflicted about what he wants to do. I think my guess would be that he would not run against Andrew Cuomo, but that if it was an open seat, then he would run. That would be my guess.
Well, then that means that he would run because I just can't imagine Andrew Cuomo is going to be able to even finish his term, much less run for a second. I mean, run for a consecutive term.
Well, I think you seriously underestimate the ambition and the ambition of Andrew Cuomo. I don't think.
I mean, look at you. He's got these two hideous scandals. I mean, criminal cover up. That's big. That's a big deal.
It is. And if there was still a Trump led Justice Department, I think you might see a different result. But I think he's going to finish.
Well, we shall see, shan't we? Let's take a little break, powder your nose, and we will be right back for 6 o'clock, 77 WABC Early News.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano. Hello, Juliet.
Hello, Frankster. Deb is following breaking news stories, as you heard at the news desk, and Christian and Gabby are at the controls. Sid is up with sports at 6:15. And here's what everybody's talking about today. The Cuomo sex and nursing home scandals heat up. Two explosive stories breaking this morning. We'll tell you what they are. Excuse me. Also, the Capitol insurrection. Investigators' eyes now turn to the lawmakers themselves. Frank.
Well, I am looking forward to hearing about that sex and nursing home scandal. That is wild, at least wild sounding. 6:07, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here is Joe Nolan. Hello there, Joe.
Frank, Juliet, heading northbound on the Garden State Parkway. We're all jammed up now, coming up to 117. All lanes are going to be closed in the express lanes. That because of a problem with an accident investigation. That'll continue. And again, no real update from the Turnpike Authority who runs the Garden State Parkway. And then on 287 eastbound, coming into the Hutch, all lanes are closed with an overturned tractor trailer. And again, that will continue apparently for a little while longer. Building up on the LIE coming inbound, if you're on the Transit Authority tracks, the Uptown N and R, they're on the express tracks from 5-9 to Atlantic Avenue, the Uptown D on the locals from 3-6 to Atlantic Avenue, that because of switch trouble and alternate side of the street parking rules again today are in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. Well, Governor Cuomo might have thought his troubles were maybe starting to simmer down after he gave his mea culpa the other day. But after what broke overnight and late yesterday. It looks like his problems are just beginning. So we're going to talk about that coming up. Plus, Frank has your business report, car loan payments skyrocketing, I believe. He's going to kind of break that down for us. Also, whether we are looking good next week, that's coming up.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 17% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
And at 6:09, this is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano. If you're wondering whether or not to put on a jacket as you leave for work this morning, those of you that are not working from home, Juliet Huddy has the answer. How's it looking, Juliet?
Well, from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, it is looking sunny but chilly, very chilly today. 37 degrees will be our high, but we will have winds between 10 and 20 miles per hour. So that means breezes, which makes it seem a lot chillier. Saturday, however, is looking, well, pretty much the same, unfortunately. 37 degrees and partly cloudy skies. The sun will come out at times. Sunday, though, things start to get better. 39 degrees. Mostly sunny skies. Monday, 47 degrees. Mostly sunny skies. Tuesday looks fantastic. It looks like the best day of the week, at least right now. 60 degrees, sunny skies all day. And Wednesday will stay the same, about 60 degrees. The clouds will start to move in, though, and we'll see the same thing. Partly cloudy skies as well on Thursday. But wow, look at this. Temperature is going to go up to about 64 degrees. They'll start to cool off a little bit later on in the week, but at least we are seeing those 60-degree temperatures, and I like that very much. It is currently 25 degrees in New York City.
Minneapolis is on high alert as the city prepares for the start of the trial of the former officer seen kneeling on the neck of George Floyd for nearly 9 minutes before he died last year. Minneapolis and state leaders hosted a town hall this week to reassure residents that they're prepared for any possible unrest that could result from Derek Chauvin's upcoming trial this coming Monday. Preparations around the government centers have been underway for weeks, and planning for the trial has been in the works for months. Leaders say the difference between what happened last year and any trouble during the trial will be the preparation.
All right. Well, Governor Cuomo is in a lot of trouble. In the last 24 hours, two major bombshells. First of all, the ex-staffer Charlotte Bennett, who was accusing him of sexual harassment, she was on CBS's Nora O'Donnell last night. She says the governor groomed her, asking her if she, among other things, had ever had sex or was interested in ever having sex with older men. Also breaking overnight, the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times both reporting that Cuomo, his top aides, and the state health department engaged in a coordinated cover-up, altering data on nursing home COVID deaths, altering them as hospital deaths instead, and then pulling a mandate ordering nursing homes to accept infected patients from public viewing. That happened, and we talked about it on air. I remember that very day, that March 25th mandate, all of a sudden just disappeared one day. And then when Governor Cuomo was questioned about it, he lied. Questioned by the press, and he flat out lied. So this is a story that does not seem to go away, Frank.
Pope Francis begins his four-day visit to Iraq today. Francis will make history as the first pontiff to visit Iraq, where he will meet with the dwindling Christian communities of Baghdad and other cities. Iraqi Christians have been persecuted by terrorist groups over the past 20 years, from Al-Qaeda to ISIS, causing many to flee to other countries. The Pope is also scheduled to meet with the president of Iraq, as well as Kurdish authorities and the Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, who's the highest authority of Shiite Muslims in Iraq.
All right. Down in Washington, that potential March 4th melee at the Capitol never materialized, thankfully. But local officials there are asking the National Guard to stay a while longer. They're just trying to make sure that the various Trump-supporting conspiracy and militia groups don't try any funny business between now and then. They're asking them to stay, and the National Guard to stay on for another 2 months. Meantime, investigators have charged more than 300 people in connection to the January 6th insurrection, and CNN now reporting that they've also ID'd communications between some of those MAGA folks and current lawmakers. So the question, Frank, will be, were these just innocent chats, friendly chats, or were they trying to help lead reconnaissance tours, as some have suggested, and so on and so forth?
Well, we'll see where it goes. You can bet there's going to be a thorough investigation. Here's something I'd like investigated, and this is right up Sid Rosenberg's alley. Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady has people questioning his belief in the existence of aliens. After Cleveland Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield tweeted he's almost certain he saw a UFO over Texas, he was mocked by Fox Sports talk show host Colin Cowherd, who joked that Joe Montana, Troy Aikman, Terry Bradshaw, Tom Brady have never seen aliens. A few hours later, Brady tweeted last night, "How do you know I've never seen aliens, Colin?"
Wow.
Oh,
how about that?
Very
interesting. Yeah. I mean, I have never been so lucky to see an alien except for on these TV shows where they show the videos and everything. But I certainly believe in them.
I believe
they're out there. Okay. I do. Sid, I do. I believe that there is. I think that it would be so arrogant of us to think that we are the only people in this entire universe.
Okay. Then I'm arrogant.
Sorry. Well, that's true, but you're happy to be arrogant.
That's exactly
kind of a calling card.
That's not exactly breaking news. All right. Here is the always arrogant Sid Rosenberg with sports.
All right, Frank and Juliet, let's start with the Knickerbockers. They've been quite a story in New York and, quite frankly, throughout the NBA in this first half of the NBA season. The NBA takes a break today for All-Star Weekend, but not before the Knicks win again last night. Beat the Pistons 114-104, another double-double for Knick All-Star Julius Randle. What a year he's had. 27 points, 16 rebounds. The Knicks improved to 19-18. And here he is, All-Star Julius Randle, after the win.
Come back and have a good second half. A great half was great for us. We know we can keep improving and getting better as a team, and we will.
Amazing. Knicks 19-18. The Brooklyn Nets go to the break as the 2 seed in the East. They're 24-13. Hockey last night. The Rangers get the hat trick from Chris Kreider. Got a much-needed victory. Beat the Devils 6-1. And the Islanders remain red hot. They beat the Sabres last night 5-2. That fourth line came up big for the Islanders. 2 goals from Matt Martin. Here's Isles head coach Barry Trotz after the win.
Well, they just play the right way. I mean, they're on top of people. They're physical. They don't cheat the game. That's what I love about that line, is they don't cheat the game. They play it right. They don't give up a lot. They force you to go through them.
Exhibition baseball. The Mets doubled up the Nationals yesterday, 8-4. The Yankees took it on the chin, a 15-0 loss to the Phillies. But the biggest story is Yankee skipper Aaron Boone, after getting a pacemaker a couple of days ago, already out of the hospital. Is Yankee star Giancarlo Stanton on the skipper?
You know, we're all in this corner. He knows we love him, and we hope he's back soon.
Major League Baseball announcing yesterday, June 2nd around the league, will be Lou Gehrig Day for the all-time Yankee great. Players and managers will wear on their uniforms ALS and the number 4 for Lou Gehrig, who, of course, passed away from that awful disease. He joins players like Jackie Robinson and Roberto Clemente, who get honored on a daily basis by baseball every year. And finally, Big Ben will stay in Pittsburgh. It's a one-year deal worth $14 million with 4 more voidable years. Ben Roethlisberger will spend his 18th consecutive season in Pittsburgh with the Steelers. Sports at 15 and 45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
And at 6:17, we have traffic and transit on the 7s with Joe Nolan. Happy Friday, Joe.
Well, we have these two major incidents. First of all, on the Garden State Parkway northbound, the express lanes are closed heading up to 117. This is because of an accident investigation. Everybody into the locals. And the reason for all of this is this bad collision that took place right around 117. So you want to avoid that. And then also, as you travel eastbound on 287 approaching the Hutch, all lanes are closed with an overturned tractor trailer. That continues. Now, the Transit Authority, Uptown N and R trains are on the express tracks from 59th Street to Atlantic Avenue, and the Uptown D on the local tracks from 36th Street to Atlantic Avenue. That because of switch trouble at 36. And alternate side again today is in effect. This report is a service of Rocket Mortgage. When you're ready to buy a new home and want the mortgage lender who can help you plan with certainty, Rocket can. Need a lender who can help you understand all your mortgage options, get personalized loan options, closing costs, and tax estimates all in real time? Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. Now let's head over to the business desk in the business studio for Frank's Business Report. Car loan payments. I saw some news about this. They're skyrocketing?
Americans are paying record highs each month for their car loans. The average loan payment on a new car is now around $600, according to Experian's 2020 auto financing report. That's because people are buying more expensive cars, spending an average of more than $35,000 on their new ride. Loans for used cars also broke records, with drivers borrowing around $24,000. It's the first time monthly payments in used cars have reached over $400.
Oh, all right. Well, from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, going to be a chilly day, but very sunny. Abundant sunshine, they say, they being the meteorologist people that do this stuff on a daily basis. And then it's going to be cold tonight. Few passing clouds. 27 degrees is the low. Saturday, we're up to 37 degrees. Again, partly cloudy skies. Sunday, 39 degrees. Mostly sunny skies. Monday, 47 degrees. Mostly sunny skies. And then Tuesday, let's celebrate. We got to do something. We have to plan something, Frank, outdoors, because it's going to be 60 degrees and sunny.
A big blob of sun.
Yes, we should. We should get everybody together, including Sid Rosenberg. By the way, I have done a lot of stories today dedicated to you, Hollywood. Rats invading London suburbs, the Cotswolds, and yet crickets. Crickets.
He's in a mood just, this morning.
Just nothing. I can tell that. I can tell.
You can tell?
Mm-hmm.
It's Friday. I'm tired. It was a very emotional dinner I had last night, but I do appreciate all that, Juliet. I really do. So thank you very much. I love
Hollywood name. Send the check home. Yes, yes. I know. I figured you would. And are we going to see you at the Friars Club today, or is this going to be, are you going to have to go home now?
Well, I've been invited by Arthur Idala, who's in Page Six today, to join you, Juliet, and Frank, and Bruce Jarrett.
Yeah, we've
Christian
invited
Arnold.
You as well.
What's that?
Juliet and I have invited you as well.
Yeah, but that came later. Artie was the guy to initially hire me. Well, you feel badly now, so now you're like, yeah, you can come, but...
Wait, he hired you? Is he paying you to go here? What's happening? Frank, you didn't offer any money to me. How dare you? I'm not going. Screw this Friday Club.
No, I'm going to go, I think. I've been told to show up at 2 o'clock. Is that about right, Juliet?
Yes, yes. Right. I'm not driving in today. I'm actually doing the show from home so that I can take the train in, so that I can have a cocktail.
That's smart.
Drive and drink.
That's smart. That's it. My wife did that last night because she took the railroad to Long Island to go to work, and then she came home. We were having a dinner last night here at Empire Steakhouse with Chaz Palminteri across the street. She did the same thing. Took the railroad, then took a cab from Penn Station. She was able to drink a dinner last night.
Absolutely.
Yes.
One of my favorite Chaz Palminteri movies, I don't know if you've seen it, but it doesn't get nearly as much recognition as it should.
Yeah.
Yonkers Joe.
Great movie.
You've seen it.
Yeah, of course.
Have you seen it, Juliet?
I have not.
It's really good, especially if you're a craps player.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. He's shooting in Brooklyn today.
Craps.
The Godfather of Harlem, not Craps. It's a new series coming out, I think, on Epix, and I think it starts sometime next week. And he also has a pretty nice size role in the newest Law & Order, which I begged him to put me on. He says he will. The new Law & Order starts April 1st, and that's about the mob. And Chris Maloney is back.
Oh, very handsome. I love him.
Yes.
Yeah, he's great.
So is Danielle.
I'm not attracted to him. I don't find him attractive. I just think he's a great actor.
I'm not familiar with him. What else was he in?
He was in the other Law & Orders, Marissa Hargitay, kind of a balding guy, really man's man.
I'm sure I've
He was
seen
in Oz also, the show about the prison.
Oz, sure.
Yeah, it was a great show. So he's back, and so Chaz is very busy filming these days. But he was great last night. He's not coming on today, but Arthur Idala is.
Good.
Your mutual friend, Juliet and Frank, the very entertaining Lauren Conlon, she's going to stop by.
Not familiar with her.
You don't know who she is?
Yeah. Never heard of her.
A lot of entertainment.
She's so
news.
Sweet.
She's a very nice girl. She's very good with the entertainment stuff, I guess. Alec Baldwin and Hilaria are back in the news again.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin has once again deactivated his Twitter.
So stupid.
He's the only person that sends out a press release every time his Twitter, he stops tweeting. I mean, my goodness.
God. And a bigger story than that is Vanderpump Rules, which is one of my favorite shows on the Bravo channel.
Yes.
With the great Lisa Vanderpump. You know her, Juliet.
Yes.
Well, it turns out that they just reopened that restaurant a couple of weeks ago in Los Angeles. Mm. And the spinoff restaurant that the two Toms own, Tom, that's still closed. So they are still postponing shooting Vanderpump Rules because the restaurant is barely open. And by the way, they fired half their staff at the end of last season for those racist comments. Yeah.
I know. It's such a good show, though.
Movie theaters.
They all had babies.
Yes.
Movie theaters reopened today. When are you going to your first
movie? I have to be interested in a movie. Mm-hmm. Is there anything good out of
I don't know. I mean, the problem is, you could kind of see everything at home. That's what we were talking about earlier.
Right. Why go to a theater? Why sit anywhere with a mask for 3 hours?
Well, you can take it off when you sit.
You can?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
Positive.
Okay, I didn't know that. Well, how come?
You want to go on a date. That's a good place to go.
On a movie theater?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to say, hey, let's go out on a date, our first date. Come on over to my house so we can watch a movie. I'd be like,
although it's a good strategy.
I don't think so.
It's a good strategy.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Well, also, Cousin Brucey is going to stop by today.
Oh!
So, yes.
Yeah,
Cousin Brucey.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
We do every Friday we bring on somebody from the weekend. And I don't mean the guy that performed at the Super Bowl. So one of our weekend hosts, and today it's going to be Cousin Brucey.
Oh, he's terrific. I've been listening every Saturday night. And he sounds as good as ever.
He does. But it's you know, he's a old school, classy, nice guy, and then he comes on with us, with two ruffians, and our aim is to make him say something that he'll regret even in his 80s.
Well, if anybody can do it, you guys can.
So that's the show, Juliet and Frank, and I'll see you guys later at the Friars Club.
Absolutely.
Cool.
First five drinks are on Frank, all of them.
Happily.
Well, naturally.
Well, especially for you, Sid. You don't drink anymore. It's your cheap day.
I'm a very cheap day.
Yeah. I'm buying cheese doodles as well.
Cheese doodles?
It is National Cheese Doodle Day.
Is that right?
Yes.
So that's our lunch today.
Well, yeah.
Cheese doodles and vodka.
I mean, you're welcome to eat before you go.
I think I'll do that, Frank, but thanks.
And it is National Absinthe Day, Juliet. That's the other big news we're dealing with.
Yeah. I'll be skipping that.
All right, fair enough.
I don't like shots or anything like that. I don't do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I don't want to be.
I just like the straight cheetahs and club.
I don't want to be a bad influence. All right. Well, New Jersey is reporting its first case of the Brazilian coronavirus variant. It's the sixth state in the nation to report such a strand, which is just as much of a scientific concern as the UK and the South African variant. The case was reported yesterday, exactly 1 year since New Jersey reported its first case of COVID-19.
Yeah, and just speaking of, I wanted to reiterate this story. Why was the U.S. a first world superpower with the best medicine, the best doctors on the planet? Why would we hit so hard by COVID? The answer, some say, is one word, obesity. Researchers from the World Obesity Foundation, take it with a grain of salt, I guess, because it's coming from them. They get funding and so forth. But according to their study, they did find that coronavirus deaths are 10 times higher in countries where over half of adults are fat, and that would be the United States.
Well, very quickly, New York City is closing the digital divide for thousands of youngsters. The city teamed up with several partners to upgrade Wi-Fi for 50 community centers in NYCHA developments. The move is expected to help more than 12,000 young people and adults. On that positive note, Juliet, that makes a week for us.
Yes, it does. And I will see you shortly. I will be heading in on the train. And I will see you at the Friars Club. And I look forward to you drinking absinthe.
I will look forward to that as well. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Listen to Bernie and Sid next. Lauren Conlon is going to be on, as is Arthur Idala. Next is Joe Nolan with the traffic.